All right, Josh Kirby back with you. I'm here with the head coach of the Charander Lady Warriors, Mark Connor. Coach, thanks for the time first and foremost. Obviously, a couple scrimmages under your belt getting ready for another start to the softball season as part of our spring sports coverage here on our network of stations. Again, appreciate your time. Just take me through some of the scrimmages you had this year so far in what you've seen from your team. I know last year was sort of up and down, but what did you see out of your team in these scrimmages, and what are you looking to build upon off these scrimmages into the regular season?
Well, thanks, Josh. Well, the last two scrimmages, we were just trying to get some of our pitchers going. We have four this year that we're trying to see what they have, and as we talked earlier, we trying to build around what pitcher's going to be on the mound. I see a lot of heart in our team this year. We see more unity. Got seven returning folks from last year's varsity team, and we're excited about that. So we're expecting to see them being consistent out on the ball field and showing a tremendous amount of leadership to the younger ones. But we're just excited to get going. We start out next Tuesday at Loudoun County, which will be a big challenge for us. But I think our players will be ready, and it's going to be important for us as coaches to try to manage that game to allow them to be successful on the ball field. So we're just excited to get out there and start the season.
So starting first with pitching, obviously Santana Puller with about 75 total innings pitched, you had an impressive stat line there. Obviously, we spoke earlier, you were talking about how you want her to be sort of a leader for this team. What are you expecting pitching-wise and leadership-wise out of Santana this year?
Well, the bottom line is, whether it's Santana or we have Lily Ray, we have Aubrey Weir, and we also have Maddie Cox throwing, we've talked about getting out there and trying to keep us in the games. And we talked about two important things as far as the pitching assignments are is spin and location. In this game of softball, you got to have a lot of spin and you got to locate. And, we got to minimize the walks, and we got to just allow our defense to work for them. And, really, that's basically what we're just wanting them to grind out some innings and just try to eliminate mistakes all the way around the field.
Looking at most of your team from last season, only losing a couple players, most of your team is returning. But looking here, double-digit hitting numbers there. I see a couple home runs from a few returners here. It looks like the Lady Warriors last year have been hitting the ball pretty well. What are you looking to see out of starting lineup hitters in that aspect this season?
I mean, we expect to do more of the same. We always talk about, getting good at bats, contact, putting the ball in play. So we know that, we've talked as a group and individually with our players that, we want them to be able to put the ball in play, have good quality at bats. That's a statistic, obviously, that's in a lot of people's minds. So if we can do that and we can execute, that was one of our goals, coming in this season, that, try to do more execution during pressure situations. And I think that's what's going to help us win games this year and, kind of turn our record around from last season. And the important thing there is all those returners remember all that. So that's where the leadership kicks in and trying to, achieve those goals this season.
Do you think with a bunch of returning players, the leadership's going to be strong with this team? So I know the coaches have a role, but sort of have the players guide some of these younger players in a way?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, we have Jada Long, Madison Harris are the two seniors that's been on this squad, and we expect a lot out of them. They can bring a dynamic punch on the field. We're excited to see them just as seniors, and hopefully they have a great last year for Charando. But, it's important. But we also talk about it's our team, You know, we expect him to be extremely just showing the leadership out there, having a great time playing and work hard. And, you know, we just try to grind it out there and try to win every game that we can.
So just in general, it seems like the Northwestern District and softball always comes out very competitive. Just looking at the other teams in the Northwestern District, how do you look to compete against them? And over the years I've seen, Sherando and James Wood has always had a back and forth rivalry. Just touch on that rivalry for me and what you're looking for out of your team competing against the Northwestern District.
Well, it's always super competitive, but I mean, that's what you want when you get into games. I mean, you want every game to really be very competitive. And, you know, the James Wood games, it comes down to the wire mostly. And, I mean, those are exciting games to be in. They're exciting games as fans to watch, players and coaches involved. But, you know, the bottom line is we just got to figure out a way to play those hard seven innings and come out on that winning edge, you know. And, bottom line is we got to score more runs than our opponents to win games. But it'll be very exciting this year. I mean, the last few years we know that the road to the district title has to go through James Wood and Fauquier because they have been the teams that have been consistent. But there's other teams that are coming on. We can name them all. Millbrook's tough this year as they were last year. And, it'll be – just competitive all the way around. We expect to be in the mix.
Once again, Coach Mark Connor, the head coach of the Sherando Lady Warriors softball team. Coach, looking forward to working with you all year long, and I appreciate your time.
Thanks, Josh. Thanks for having me.